Welcome to Woo Wooville, the next stop on your spiritual journey. Hi, I'm Lola Singer. I'm a light language artist, an esoteric educator, a tarot reader, and a high frequency energy healer. I love helping people remember how powerful they are at the deepest soul level. My spiritual journey began in 2011 with a Kundalini awakening that expanded my conscious awareness and led me to begin speaking, singing, and writing in light language. I quit my job and became a full-time tarot reader, energy healer, and intuitive artist specializing in spirit guide drawings. You can find out more about me and see examples of my work on my website, lolasinger.com.
I am Amaral. I am 43 years old. I'm an oracle, channeler, Reiki master, and grid worker. Why do a podcast? I decided to do this podcast as I once felt lost during my spiritual awakening, decided to be of service to others by sharing my journey in wisdom to help those going through it, especially the process of awakening. Personality traits or personality, a little bit about myself. I am free-spirited. I love freedom. I am compassionate, a motivational speaker. I'm aligned at heart space to be of service to others / collective. I am genuine, loving. I am part of source energy expanding its conscious, making a difference by healing myself and in the process helping others with their own journey.
Hi, I'm Pamela. It's nice to meet you and I'm glad you're here with us. A little bit about myself. I see myself as a bit of a specialist in transformation. I'm a certified spirit shaman, medium, energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive life coach, and for fun, I love to mix it up with personal and interior styling. I help clients transform their pain into power in order to look and feel their best from the inside out. In 2008, my marriage was falling apart and I was leaving it. At this time, it was really had turned and escalated to a domestic violence situation where I was about to be killed. I remember thinking, how did I end up here? This was a 24-year relationship. We had four children together, basically a lifetime with this person. And everything was happening so fast. And in my mind, I thought, how did I end up here?
One.
It was at this point where I felt an energy walk in between both of our hands. He had his hands around my neck, was strangling me. And I didn't know what that was, but when this energy, which I now know as an angel intervention, walked through us, his hands broke free, his eyes changed, his whole demeanor changed, and it was like he was waking up. And I realized now that that was this angel intervention that basically saved my life. And this started my awakening process. After this event, I started hearing and feeling spirits and was really just overcome with a lot of emotions, as you can might imagine. Now I use these skills to help others on their life path for their highest good and fulfilling their mission of what they came here to do.
Okay, so this is Lola again, and I just said, let's just dive in and start, because as you heard, we all enter our spiritual paths for different reasons, in divine timing, and it can be a wide variety of ways. Now, you just heard a little bit about Pamela, and she can elaborate on that as part of this podcast. We're calling the first one. You heard the call? Now what? I know. Thank goodness. Okay, from here on in, this is all just going to be conversation. That's what we're bringing to you on this podcast, because we are three friends who somehow found each other at the right time in the right place. We've learned and grown together. We've gone through ups and downs together. We've wanted to tear our hair out at times, and the other one's been support. And so it's led to some really deep conversations at a spiritual level about our journeys. And we just started thinking, well, my gosh, this is great information. We should be sharing this with others. So please think of this as exactly that, conversation. We want to be authentic. We want to be real. It's the age of Aquarius. We don't want to be phony or pretentious. So you're probably going to hear us stutter, maybe have to backtrack and restate what we're saying. Ask the person across from us, like, what do you mean by that? So bear with us. This is what good conversations are about. I'm a Gemini. I love a good conversation. I'd rather it be real than practiced. So how do you guys feel?
Well, I'm grateful to have this opportunity to be with two people that not only do I admire, but I am lucky enough to call them friends. So first I want to mention how we first met. We met each other at a Reiki circle that was put together by our friend Samantha. In this Reiki circle, we were complete strangers just coming together. And I think that that's the magic that sometimes we don't think about, is that we don't have to plan things out. We can just come together and great things can arise out of nowhere, literally. Not to minimize the Reiki circle, I'm just saying that we're complete strangers and we became such good friends, and we really respect each other and respect each other's opinions, and we all have so much between us. There's so much wisdom to bring into the table. And we've been there before as far as the awakening process. So this is a huge support for those people. And we're so happy, and we're coming from our heart space. So I'll go ahead and leave it to Pam to kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, thank you. I really feel like I'm with a great crowd in doing this. It's definitely all of us getting out of our comfort zone and talking about ourselves, which we also realized is very much a part of the spiritual journey. Is it seems very much in common that it's hard to talk about yourself. And in that, it's marketing, it's putting yourself out there, it's feeling safe to not be judged. And I think that's one of the great gifts that we give each other, is we don't judge and we completely see each other and accept each other for who we are. And I don't think we get a lot of that out there in the world. So it's such a beautiful gift to be able to just show up. Doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter what you're going through. You have people that just totally have your back. And I think the other thing too is that when we're being led to something, it's interesting, you're just following, and I call it like breadcrumbs for me on my path, it was just the next prompt, the next thing would be in front of me. And so I heard, oh, go to this circle, which was very much outside my comfort zone. I didn't know. I think I knew one person and that I was invited to. But also what I find is that when you meet your tribe, you often have a good connection, sometimes almost right away, and then sometimes it isn't. I remember, like for you, Lola, I think I saw you at a fair. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anything about tarot. I was still pretty I don't think very open to a lot of different things. But she just has this awesome presence, and I felt a little bit intimidated, to be honest.
I've heard that from a lot of people. You guys, I just want to go on the record and say, I'm a nice person. But for some reason, I intimidate people.
And it's interesting because I think, and I've heard that too about myself, and I'm always like, really? So it's like once you get to know us, you'll find that, you know, we're just big softies, but... Yeah, it's interesting how sometimes you can have an idea about somebody and be so completely wrong. And so I think that's really good to not just judge people by your first initial impression, but to continue to stay the course. Like if you're somebody keeps coming into your circle, there's something there. I feel like it. I don't feel like things are just completely random. What do you think about that, Lola?
Oh no, we three met for a reason. Mm-hmm. We definitely did, and we want to have the same kind of chemistry with you guys because we wanted to help you on your spiritual journey. So whether you're just beginning or you're intermediate or I hate to say we're a little maybe advanced. Do you think we're kind of advanced?
Well,
but compared, we're not masters.
No one is.
Nobody is. So,
don't don't let the Reiki master fool you.
So don't worry. We don't think we're better than anybody else. We just have been on this path for a while. Me the longest. Amaral's been on a fast track. Pamela's kind of cut. We're all at about similar levels, but we've all come from different backgrounds and started our journeys at different times. And I just want to put a quick plug out there for why people find me intimidating, since this is Woo-Woo-Ville. Hey, welcome to Woo-Woo-Ville. It's because I carry a lot of red energy, which is Orion energy. Red is agitating. I'm sorry. I'm a nice person, but for some reason that red energy just affects people. So for all you really nice blue beings like Sirians and Palladians, hey, it's a blessing to be a blue ray.
And we're going to be talking about that very same topic. Like, we'll get into that on another episode. We have some really great topics that we want to just go over. We really, Amaral and Lola were brainstorming and came up with a bunch of ideas of things that you would want to know on your journey. So that's the goal of this channel, is to help you and with the things. It's like, what did you want to know? What would have helped you on your journey? Because as you awaken, it's very disorientating. Do you want to talk about that?
No,
a little
I feel
bit?
Amaral's about to say something.
Oh, yeah.
I was just about to mention, because you know, this first episode, it's about when you heard the call, and I feel it's really important to understand that each of our journeys are going to be so different, and we can't possibly compare with anyone else. And your journey is your sacred path, and that's never going to compare to anyone else. It might have similarities, and I think that's what we're trying to get to. So when I first went through my awakening, I went through the fast track, because at the time, once I connected with my spirit team, they said, you neglected your growth, so now we're going to go fast because we really need you during this time. And I heard the call and I followed it. But for me, it started in 2019, right when COVID hit. And this is a really important thing to talk about, because we always have the power to shift things around. COVID times was a lot of doors closing for people. For me, was the greatest thing that happened, because I functioned like a robot. I kept going and going. Eventually, I would have burned myself out. But it was almost like COVID put a mirror in front of me and asked me, what do you like about yourself? And the truth was absolutely nothing, because I lived a life of people pleasing, of doing always things for others and not even knowing who I was. So this podcast is a lot about us being transparent to you guys and letting you guys know this is where we came from, but that doesn't define who you are. And the beauty of an awakening is finding your true self and that light that you can bring to others. We're not perfect by any means. All it means is that we're in the process and we never stop growing, but I love this.
You know what I also think is really cool is that when we were talking about following the breadcrumbs, I decided to, in 2019, I was launching a business just before COVID hit as well, and I had just opened, and I thought, I'm gonna teach this class. And so I teach this class, I invite it, and I didn't know
what
Amaral.
What was the class about?
Yeah, well, this is the interesting part. I completely forgot this. I didn't even remember about the class. I remember the class, but I didn't remember the topic or what I said or what my agenda was, because I usually have things planned out. And the name of the class was?
Answer the Call.
Yeah.
I hope that's what we're talking about today. I didn't know that was what it was called.
So I was like, hey, you know, God, source, whatever you want to term for that, is God's calling. And he's picking up the phone and it's like, are you going to answer? Are you going to answer the call? So it was so neat to be able to like meet a lot of different people. But after that class, Amaral came up to me and said, I think I want to work with you. And so it was just really amazing that this, it seemed like, you know, not that big of a deal. You're teaching a class, you're getting the message, hey, go do this thing. And then something so beautiful comes from that. Like my heart swells when I think about the magic of when these moments came in, because honestly, I do not know where I would be without both of you. And I was thinking of that today, and I was just like, and I'm the one that if you hear crying, it's or whatever, that's very common for me, because that's how spirit often speaks to me, is I just feel this like burning in my heart and my emotions just go. And I think that that is one of the things that has also helped me on the healing journey, is getting more in touch with my emotions.
Oh, absolutely. Because we're taught to bury them deep.
Yes.
You know, stiff upper lip and all, you know, especially in a workplace. Absolutely. Don't show those emotions, you know, just get the job done. But I think this was also a very nice way to point out that you never know when you're going to find your soul tribe. You never know when, where, how. Oh, I just got goosebumps when I said that. I got the truth bumps. You guys need to hear this. So, you know, we were lucky. We found each other because we met really because of Samantha, my Reiki teacher, who was running a circle.
Our Reiki teacher.
Well, she was mine before yours.
That's true.
Samantha, you'll love that. She's calling you hers now. No, I'm just joking.
She was my Reiki teacher. You guys hadn't taken Reiki,
you were definitely before us.
Okay, fair enough. They're both Reiki masters now. Okay, now that is, who knew we were going to meet and bond there? And then we would go to classes at this wonderful store called Mystical Wares in Skagit Valley, we're in Washington State. And they did classes, and we would often see each other sitting in the chairs at the classes. And slowly but surely, the bonds formed. You might meet a soulmate at work, believe it or not. You might meet a soulmate at the grocery store. You never know. How are you going to click? Oh, I do want to tell a story about that, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please do.
Okay, because this is like hearing the call. Okay. So, because there's a special person I should tell you about, since we're on the topic of soulmates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got into spirituality because I'd gone deep down in the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories to the point where I was absolutely paranoid. So I, at my workplace... we had temporary stations and people had totes, and you would pack up your tote at night and put it away. And a lot of people put stickers on their totes, and one person had an all-seeing eye on their tote. And every time I went by that, I shuddered, because it was like, oh, that's Illuminati. That's Illuminati. And I realized a symbol's controlling me. I was having an automatic response to a sticker. I went, that's too far. I've gone way too paranoid. So then my call was, well, how do I get out of this darkness? There must be something beyond that. So I started meditating. But what was interesting, at the same workplace, when I was trained, it was like a group of 20 people, and they would rotate us, so we always had a different partner. And we got trained for months, and there was one person I never got teamed up with, ever. So we all start our jobs, we all start working. And one day, at a time of day I normally... you guys don't know this story.
I don't. I'm very
At a
interested.
Time of day I didn't normally go to the coffee shop across the street, I decided to go get coffee on my break. Normally I would not. When I was crossing the street in the middle of a crosswalk, downtown Seattle, all these people walking past it is a passport. And I went, if that was mine, I'd want someone to pick that up and take care of it. So I picked up the passport. Look, you guys, I'm getting truth bumps. You're going to love this story. So I pick up the passport, and I get to the other side of the street, and I'm holding it, and I'm looking at it, and a man walked up to me, and he goes, did you just find that? Does it match this name? And he had something in his hand, and I looked at the man, and he was the most beautiful man I'd ever seen, and speaking of angels, I swear he was an angel. He was he looked like a person, but you could feel the glow, because... is it the same name as this? And he had a piece of paper, and it was somebody's temporary driver's license. It matched the passport and had the address on it.
What?
Yes. So I went, oh, well, now I know what to do. And he goes, okay. And he walked away. And so I was like, okay, great. When I get back, I'll put this in an envelope, and I'll send it to the person. Okay? So I walk into the coffee shop, and there's the person I've never talked to in training, other than polite society, never really, really bonded with. His name's Bruce Fugit. And I'm so shocked by what just happened. I walk up to Bruce and go, can I tell you what just happened to me?
Oh my God.
And he was like, that is so cool. And it turned out Bruce turned out to be my spiritual mentor.
Oh,
at
really?
Work. So I just told you, you might meet them at work. He's the one who guided me out of the darkness.
Really?
And I swear that was divine intervention for me to bond with Bruce.
Yes. You needed that intro. You needed that yes. event mm-hmm. to happen.
And then when I started speaking light language, he was the first person I recorded it and showed it to.
Oh, really?
Because it seemed woo-woo. But I trusted Bruce, and he goes, this is really great. It makes me feel happy. So can I, you know, so he had the recording, and then he happened to find some music that matched. And so he put my music to, and my voice to music, and it's on YouTube. And when we decided, well, we have to have a name for this song, I go, well, it has to have Passport in it. So it's called Passport to the Pleiades.
Oh.
And it's on YouTube, and it's like my only video on YouTube that's got lots and lots of watches. But
God.
Isn't that a great story?
That is a great
story. So that's part of the woo-woo experience of finding the soul tribe. There was someone I never really knew that well, and a very unusual situation that you probably wouldn't dare talk to about anybody, but I was just so in shock. It was like, I got to tell you this.
Well, this is a very unique story. I don't think anybody else is going to have, you know, a passport given to you and connection with an angel in the middle of downtown Seattle.
Yeah. And the first thing I did do was send it off, send it away, go, found this in the street. I would have loved if somebody found it to send it to me right away. And that's...
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's a great story.
Isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing, as far as talking about spiritual awakening process and what that can look like, you know, that event, it took me a year for me to kind of understand that energy that walked through, because I didn't have the words for it. Mm-hmm. I saw myself dead. So I didn't know that that was actually a vision, a premonition. I was seeing a future timeline. And that is actually what got me, his hands off my throat. So I said, why are you doing this to me? And that's when the angel walked through us and he stopped. And that was 2008, but it's interesting because an event can happen, and it really took almost 10 years later. It was 2017 when I was going through another divorce, and it was just around that same time where I was going through another awakening and had some of the similar patterns and had another process to learn, and that's really where it really came on full force, is when I was trying to heal from the things that I was going through. So you can have an event happen, and then still, you know, nothing might come from it. It might take time for more things to happen before it goes, you know, even further.
You mean to motivate you to change?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't getting the message to change. I just went back to work. You know, you go into your life.
That's something really important for people to hear in the audience, is that we have lessons to learn, and we keep repeating them and repeating them until we go, it's up to me to be the change.
Yes.
Yep. Either emotionally, mentally, physically. Sometimes it's physically removing yourself. Sometimes it's emotionally divorcing yourself from a person. Whatever it is. That's why what happened to you, and it happens to so many women.
Yeah.
They keep going to the same type of man over and over again. And that's just one example. Amaral, I can tell you want to say something.
No. The only thing I wanted to add to that is that about different experiences and stuff, we all get triggered so differently about things. So when I first tried to get into spirituality, and I remember perfectly, I was only 14 years old, and somebody bought a Ouija board, and I had a really crazy experience. But I realized later down the road, just like Pam did, that it wasn't about the Ouija board itself or anything. It was about my religious programming that was triggered in such an extreme that I closed myself up, and I said to myself, I am not opening up to anything that creates fear within me. What I didn't realize, and it wasn't just fear itself, it was because I was being triggered from my own programming, that it was almost like opposites were clashing. It wasn't until 2019 that I finally realized, okay, there's way more to life than this. But right before, I have a really cool story to share really quick, is we went to Teotihuacan, which is in Mexico City, and back then you could walk up the pyramid, and I went with my husband, and when we got to the top, everybody was so focused on putting their finger in some little hole that supposedly they were going to get an energetic charge from. I said, I'm okay, I'll step back. So I get to step back. All of a sudden, it's almost like my world turns, and I see this blue beam coming off from the pyramid, and I'm the only one that can see it. Everybody is like completely on their own world. I see two monarch butterflies fly around the blue beam because they can feel, sense the blue beam, land literally on top of these people, charge energy, and then leave. And that was right before COVID, that Christmas, we had a trip to that place. And that was just mind-blowing. And that was my signal of there's way more to life than what we just see with our own eyes and think that we go through. So a lot of you may be having different ways of your awakening happening, but it's not any less, and it's just your journey and what you have to go through. And we can all definitely say, one thing I do want to mention, we come from different backgrounds. For example, like I grew up Catholic, so I had to break out of that programming. Lola was atheist. Pam, yeah. Christian. So,
well, I was raised Mormon, which is Christianity-based faith, but we all had this different religious, and it was interesting because Lola, you were saying, I didn't know that either till today, that you were atheist, but you were like, I was waiting for my card to come.
I was going to be a card-carrying atheist. I had a friend who sent away, and he actually had a card in his wallet that said he was an atheist, you know, and I went, I want to be a card-carrying atheist too. And for some reason, I never sent away for that. And now I'm glad I didn't. Because, oh boy, did I learn something different. There's so much more to life. And yeah, we don't just exist and go to dust. We don't.
Yep. And I think the magic of this podcast is that we want to introduce you to a world where there's no set things. Like, we're going off of really opening up to you guys and trying to share our experience so that maybe you can get pointers of things that are going or similar things that might be happening to you that you may not understand. So we're covering a lot of subjects, but nonetheless, we're coming with an open heart to just connect and help others.
So since the title of this particular program is You Heard the Call, Now What? What would be some suggestions for people? I mean, I would say for us, it would be looking around your local community and looking for support. So finding friends at meetups, for example, like we did Reiki circles. You just might find a friend if there's a local metaphysical shop like we were lucky to have in our community. Then by all means, check and see if they have any special classes for you too.
Yes, I definitely would have to add to that, you know, sometimes intimidation can really close us up from so many, to meet others. If I would have gone with my original, how I process things, I would have been so intimidated by, I mean, they're so gifted, like Lola, both Lola and Pam, not only do I have respect, but when I first met them, here I was just fish out of the water, and I see these gifted people, and I was so intimidated, and I was so thinking, like, there's just no way I could ever just even possibly have gifts like that or be blessed like that, whatever you want to call it. And then next thing you know is I allowed myself to try something different. I allowed myself to be vulnerable, and what I got back was this amazing, beautiful journey and these beautiful people that I have around me that I call tribe, that we just continue to grow together, to gain experiences, and to see so much more than we would have been able to see if all of us would have closed up, we would have never met each other. So
absolutely not.
Anything you want to add?
I think all you guys made really great points. So basically, you know, you're getting an intuitive hit, you have a desire, you show up to a class, or you, for me, when I was going through my awakening, I was going, I didn't know what was happening, basically, and it was a dark night of the soul. So I'm not going to go into that this episode, but basically I found a lot of stuff online. So you can look and use the computer to, like, type in a subject, you know, in YouTube or whatever channel you want, just Google it. But you can also put in, because I was like, I didn't know what the words were for what I was going through. So
I didn't know what light language was when I started doing light language. It took me a long time to find someone to identify it.
And thank goodness we're in the era that we're in now, because there are so mm-hmm. many resources. When I look back on some of the, you know, forefronts, the pioneers, I thought, how hard would it have been years ago, you know, when this was also so much more stigmatized and less information and options to find your people mm-hmm. to talk about it. So I feel like there's a reason why that we're all being gently nudged, mm-hmm. if you will. I don't want to say pushed, but we're, and sometimes you do need a firm kick in the hooey, but you want to be able to.
That's a spiritual kick in the hooey.
People. Yeah.
Not a physical kick.
Yeah.
But you're being pushed, you know, in sometimes because you're just like, for me, it took, you know, several near-death experiences to be
you,
okay.
You like to do things the hard way.
I do. And I was like, darn it, what is, and I
also. It's a lot easier if you pick up a passport in the middle of the street.
You think, oh, all that, when you put it together, you're like, am I dumb or what? You start seeing it in a row where I just saw these isolated instances.
Yeah, you didn't see the pattern.
I didn't see the pattern. And then when mm-hmm. I saw that the dots all lined up, I went, oh my gosh. So I think that is, you know, probably my best suggestions is, you know, mm-hmm. to follow one, basically your intuition and just see what's coming for you and talk to people that you know, like, and trust.
Yeah, and that includes people on the internet. We're so lucky now. There's lots of great mentors and guides. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, this is one thing. This is another topic for people new to the spiritual journey. You're going to find people. You're going to get information from. You're going to be thirsting for knowledge. They're going to be there. And at some point, you might outgrow them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They serve a purpose for you at a certain time when you need it. A certain bit of information and inspiration to grow, and then you move on to the next step, and you may not listen to that person for a while. You might revisit them from time to time, but you're going to realize, like, oh, okay, I think I got everything I need from them at this point. And that's okay too. You'll find another mentor somewhere. Hopefully, you know, we can be mentors to you in some ways as well.
Exactly.
You know, especially talking about how we are on a similar path, but we got there for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a constant leveling up.
Always.
and layers of healing.
So my tarot, you guys, you're going to hear about my tarot teacher a lot because I've been studying tarot and esoteric sciences with the same mentor teacher for 13 years now.
Wow.
But he always says, it's like, you know, we go up the stairs, we encounter something that spurs our spiritual growth. We get to the top of the stairs. We go, whew, wow, that was a great lesson. I learned a lot. I'm ready for, you know, all the rewards of doing that. And then we look up and realize there's another flight of stairs. We're just on the landing. So the spiritual journey never stops. Well, why would it? Spiritual is the same word as spiral, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Same root. So it's always moving and expanding.
And I want to really add something to that. Me coming from the fast growth part, and it did seem crazy. Now it's slowed down, thankfully.
Okay, wait, they probably don't understand this.
I was just thinking that too.
Amaral,
when we say fast track, Amaral, I was like,
what I've done in what, about 11-12 years, he's done in about 11-12 months.
That's what we mean by fast tracking.
He's a Scorpio. Scorpios love mysteries. They're never gonna stop.
That's what it is. I was so drawn to it, and I just wanted to know more. But one of the things that really was brought up is that we're not here to, like, say, oh, there's this specific way, or this is going to work for everyone. But the one thing that I do want to mention is, Pam even mentioned about these circles, right? So before we go through our awakening, or as we're going through our awakening, we start noticing so many circles are just not working out for us. And what I mean by a circle is a repeated pattern that you really don't like, but it continues to happen because what the universe is trying to show you is how to break out of it in order to, until you learn a lesson, you can't break out of a circle. And with the fast track, one of the things is we learn so fast and we get to the point where we feel like we can become almost stagnant, but it's really not being stagnant, is that you have to integrate. You have to take in all this information and be able for your body needs to handle all that new energy, all that new wisdom coming in, so that way we can move on. So I think we want to, because there's clearly not going to be a clear ending to our podcast today, but we want to say that we really want to invite you guys to take this journey with us, because there's so much that we want to share with you guys. And when I started, I was just eager to learn so much, but this podcast is really going to offer you all the tools of starting now, the different parts of your spiritual awakening you'll go through. And it's a beautiful journey. It's just, you got to be patient, and you need to understand that the process of it can include all sorts of emotions, and we have to honor those emotions. After all, we have suppressed them enough that now it's time to really go deep and heal ourselves. Anything you guys want to add?
I just am grateful that, again, to be here with you, both fine folks, and really just the opportunity, I guess, to be here and speaking to all of you. This is such an honor. We want to be of help. I think that's one of the things that we really hold in common, is that we have a huge heart to serve. And there, it's interesting, all of us have a teaching kind of energy to us. Lola is a tarot teacher. I've taught some classes. You used to teach.
He teaches by example.
He definitely does teach by example, but you also taught at the Institute, you know, so... Mm-hmm.
He wasn't institutionalized.
Yes. No. I was going to say,
I taught at a beauty school. I was a beauty school instructor, to be clear on that.
He's the spiritual hairstylist.
Yes.
Yeah, he does all of her hair now. And so it's like all of his clients. And that's the interesting thing, too, is as you've gone on this journey, your chair has changed from your clients.
Yes.
Talk about like the people that no longer resonate, the ones that, yep, you know, are always canceling or, yep, you know, just how sometimes those things just vibrate out of your life without... They'll just be taken away, not anything nefarious or bad, but just like when your vibration elevates, it's interesting to see what happens as you begin, mm-hmm, this journey, because some things just no longer align and they're no longer in your picture. And it's like, where did this person go? And then other times you have to make the choice of, you know, and it's the hard one, is choosing yourself over unhealthy relationships as you see and grow that, hey, I'm actually feeling not good when I'm around this person, or whatever the case may be. It's honoring yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's part of the spiritual journey. I think I'm glad you brought both of those up, but I think it's very, very, very important for those of you who might be listening who are new to all this, is that people will drift away from you as you become more and more engaged in raising your personal vibrations and becoming more authentic yourself and really connecting to the highest version of you. They naturally drift away, and that's very normal. And it will surprise you, because there's people in my life I never thought would be out of the picture, and they are, and it's okay now. It was seamless. So yes, there's a point where you have to make a choice where you walk away from things, but other times it's easy. They just drift away. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to prepare you guys for that too.
I also want to say, because going on the fast track, I guess like my path was really harsh, because I kind of encountered that right away. But I learned something to put my mind at peace, is that some people come for a few minutes, some people come for a few months, and some people end up staying in your lifetime. But nonetheless, every person that comes into your life is teaching you something. And if you can open yourself up to learn from it and be able to move on and take away from it, that's really where it's at. There's absolutely no guidance to any of us that says, oh, this is how you're supposed to live your life, this is how you're supposed to encounter people. To tell you the truth, my greatest teachers are probably the people that hurt me the most in my life, because at that time it was just pain. But then I realized the pain had to linger to something, and it was something hurting within me that was like triggered, and that's why they were able to hurt me. So that's a really valuable lesson that we'll go about it more deeper, but this is really important to understand, is we're all like people. The things around us are just the mirror of what lives inside of us.
Ooh, great one. That is a great one.
Those triggers are triggers because they need healing.
Exactly.
And healing is going to be a solitary adventure.
Yes.
Where you go inward. So there comes a point where you stop blaming people on the exterior for your problems.
Getting out of that victim. I know.
Oh man, that must have been hard for you to get out of victimhood.
Yeah, I really did. And sometimes you see it in other things, and it's like, oh, I'm not playing that. But I definitely now see, looking back on it, that I had a lot of that. And we'll talk about that in another episode. But when you take control, what's the beauty of that is that then you are now in the driver's seat. You are in control of your life, you know, and deciding what you want. What do you want your life to look and be like? That we are the creators. We are.
Yeah.
We are co-creating.
And that requires responsibility.
Absolutely.
And that also requires taking ownership of the energy that you're sending out and your frequency, because like attracts like. It's a magnetic charge you're sending. So you can only be a victim for so long before you realize, wait, I'm sending that energy. What if I shift it so that I'm no longer seeing myself in that type of energy? I'm no longer bringing those type of experiences my way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And it is a tough one, because you can say, look at all these things. You can show proof of all the reasons why, you know, you've had, I used to feel picked on. I was like, one more thing. And then something would calm down and it'd be another thing. And I was like, why am I always being picked on? Well, because it comes back also to me being stubborn, I think.
Well, I think the three of us are stubborn, but we're stubbornly working on our spirituality now.
Yeah, we've turned that around, and now we've really used that to focus on our journey. And I think that's one of the huge changes that we've done, is we actually are becoming our own ally instead of maybe, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to say enemy, but, you know, sometimes you're, you know, and that's the thing, is having a lot of grace for yourself on this journey. Can you give yourself grace and compassion and forgiveness first? Give that to yourself first, because if you don't have it within, you know, you can't give that away, which you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Anything else you want to add as we wrap this up?
Just that we're going to have specific topics that we'll be talking about in future episodes. This was kind of an intro to us with a few little stories about our backgrounds. We're going to go into the deep dives. I think that it's so hard to get started on this.
Yeah.
And that's why we want and like Amaral said, there's no right or wrong way to start your spiritual journey. But I think for all of us, it started with knowing something didn't feel right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And that's probably the way people in the audience, if they're on the spiritual path now, the woo-woo-ville path, great. You relate to what we're saying. But there's other people who are still not seeing that there's a way out of that anger, despair, mm-hmm. angst.
Yeah.
And it can even
nihilism.
Start
and it can depression, even, anxiety. Yeah.
I find that it can even start of discomfort. Like, for example, you see a world playing in front of you and you don't necessarily agree with it, and you think there's gotta be something better than just living like this. And that's really the startup of it. Like, the moment you say, like, you start prioritizing and putting yourself first and saying, I deserve a better life experience, that's really the moment that things start shifting, because now you're putting the energy into you and healing yourself into experiencing a better world. And it's easier said than done, and it is a long path. However, if you never started, you're never going to get there either. Not that there is a destination.
And there is a value to understanding what you no longer want in your life, mm-hmm. so that you can begin to bring in what you do want, like Amaral said about being a magnet. So yes, those are crummy experiences. We don't want to, you know, we'd rather not go through the ringer, the emotional ringer, but mm-hmm. we usually have to.
Yep. Yeah.
Before we finally go, there's something better than this. I know there is.
I always say you can't get to your destination point with old baggage that you no longer need to carry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and you also can't get to that that point without the friction of the tires on the road.
Yes.
Friction.
Ooh, and what I'm seeing is like this rich, fertile soil. Like we have all been through so much, and when you take all of that wisdom and you're distilling it down, it's this turned over soil that's rich for planting, and now you're putting in the spiritual ideas and concepts.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you now have a new foundation. Yep. The old one, dead, cracked, you know, it's was not sustainable for life.
You got the foundation, and even more important, you have the new intention.
Yes, yeah. Which that's is the seed what, planting.
That's the seed, but it's also what the magnetism
yes.
is.
Well, the other thing I wanted to add as we wrap up is if there's a topic on there that you guys would really like to hear us talk about, please mention that. Do they get comments?
They will.
Okay.
We'll have
so,
the website
see,
page,
we're
yeah.
we're just learning. We don't even know how to do this. But
it won't be, I don't think it'll be a live chat yet for
okay.
a while. But
okay.
they can send something
but
to the website.
But be thinking
website.
Of that. If there's something that, you know, you're not finding resources for, I have to say that Miss Lola over here is a wealth of knowledge. Like if there's mm-hmm. something I don't know, the meaning of something, she's always got the answer. So between the three of us, I think we've got you covered on the possible things that you can go through on this path and, you know, our take on that. So,
okay. So in closing, what that just occurred to me, one of the most important things on this path is gratitude.
Oh. Yes.
So I'm grateful to both of you. As I know you're grateful for all me too,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
We're grateful for the people who do choose to listen to us. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, we're just three people going through the same kind of stuff you're going through. Some of us have been doing it a little longer. Some of us have learned, you know, along the way. So we're just sharing. But I also want to be very grateful for the person who's helped us to start the podcast. And I just want to go back to Mystical Wares. It's a wonderful store, a great environment, and we had the opportunity to meet and to begin this podcast because of this particular store in Mount Vernon, Washington. So if anybody lives in Washington State, I definitely encourage you to come in and see all the minerals and the shungite especially. We'll talk about shungite on a later yeah. episode, I'm sure. And I just want to give a special thanks to them. And they do have a website for the people who do not live in Washington. When you learn about shungite, you're going to want to go to their website. It's called mysticalwares.com. And without them and without Samantha, we wouldn't have met. So
yeah.
let's send some gratitude
yes.
to
yes, thank
the
you.
Spaces that have been provided to us.
Absolutely, 100%. Yep. Yes, feeling that so much. Thank you all for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
We'll see you on the road to Woo Wooville.